Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network. We are airing live out of Columbus, Georgia. We are here today, April 1st, celebrating one day after the month of Women's History Month to celebrate the life and the contribution of a wonderful group of two women who are extraordinary people that should be acknowledged in the month of March. We want to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm your host, Karima Ali. I have my co-host online with me, Mr. Levon Ballou, as well as my other co-host, Mr. Mario Coleman. I want to bring you guys into the call. We're celebrating today the birthday of Angela Ballou, as well as Mae Brady. Their birthdays, they're both celebrating birthdays in the last several days. We're also commemorating them for Women's Month. Guys, welcome to the call.
Hello.
All right, that's a good little to celebrate this Women's Month that just passed. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Mr. Coleman, I also wanted to thank you for tuning in out of Nashville.
No problem.
And for anybody that has background noise, I want you all to go ahead and mute your phone. Mr. Ballou, are you online with us? Okay. I got somebody special that has a special something they want to say. I'm going to bring her on. Okay, what we're going to do is, first of all, we're going to open up the show with something that our chairman of our board has to say to all of our listeners. I want to thank everybody for constantly tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network. Ms. Freeman, you are on the line. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be with you tonight. I'm chairman of the board of the directors for the NCWCC Corporation. In all my years of service in the community, I don't remember two most important women that I can say that have been acknowledgement for their accomplishment into the community, for their leadership and their innovation and empowering other women. I'd like to congratulate Angela Ballou and Mae Brady for all that they have done for this community and what they have done for the NCWCC. And also I'd like to thank all the other, give a holler for all the other women out there also who've done so many things for the community. Thank you.
All right. And that's a good one, Mario.
Yes.
Well, that was something else. This got to be a special, to get her to come out, that has to be a special something, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, you have had some experience with Angela yourself.
Oh, yeah. A couple years back, Karima talked me into doing a poem. It was an erotic piece at the club. And that was you know, received pretty well by everybody backstage. But when I got on stage and began to perform, some of the younger ladies in the crowd kind of, I don't know, they kind of got distracted or kind of disrespectful or whatever. I kind of felt like I was that guy in Tombstone with the people shooting at him and she was performing up there. But Angie got on the mic, man. And I can't really say what she said because, you know, we're trying to keep it PG here. But they quieted down. I mean, you could hear a pin drop up in there. She was like, you know, Mario, do you want to, you know, go ahead on and do your performance again. You know, of course, I really appreciate it. And I was happy that she just stepped in like that. I've never had a club manager just come up and just shut it down like that. I mean, I just felt great. So, but I'm just saying, for her to have that much respect for an artist and just that much power, I mean, it was almost like, you know, they mama had came in there and just said, everybody shut up or I'm going to start spending some butt on everybody up out of here. So, I mean, it was a great experience. And I've always respected her for that and appreciated that. So big up to you, Angie, for looking out for me.
And she's always been a proud supporter of the NCWCC Building Youth Program as well. So I know we are all grateful for her contribution. All right, now we got some callers in. I got some of her nieces and nephews and folks like that on. I want to thank Mr. I'm gonna try to bring him right into the call. Are you online with us, sir, Mr. Ballou?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
All right, cool.
Well, yeah, I want to thank you for putting everything together for us, the instrumentals and stuff. I really think that's a wonderful thing to do. I know that both May and Angela have both different tastes in music, but, you know, your auntie, tell us a little bit about your experience being the nephew of Angela Ballou. I know that's a lot of strain on you, all 12 of you, 12 or 40 of y'all nieces and nephews. I know it's a hard wheel to be on because no joke.
yeah, she's no joke. I mean, don't get her mad now. No, that's one thing for sure. She's short, but you can hear her. Like, she's 6 feet, but I love my aunt to death because she got a good heart. She helps out everybody, even us. I mean, she's still helping us out with everything. And when she's going on top of phase one, I love her for it because, I mean, you and Atlanta, that's the most blessed place to be at to have a gay club. And she does a lot. I mean, that's how it is with her. Just a good heart, humble. I love her. May, too. I mean, when me and May first met, we didn't get along, but over the years we fought, like bumped heads a lot, but I still got love for her too because she does a lot too. I mean, if it wasn't for both of them, no telling where I'd be at right now. So.
Now that's an understatement about May. If she decides to love you, it's a love forever. But if she decides not to like you, it's a life forever. Just life forever. So. But, you know, your family has been instrumental to the community. All of you all, I did not know that all of you all, once upon a time, traveled to Atlanta and worked at either Towers or Phase 1 over the years. Chris told me that he'd always, that's where he spent his summer months for his summer break working for his aunt. And I just know it's a grueling task to be a male Ballou in the family behind your auntie. I see how she works. Hey, talk about this audience, this video that you guys did for her last year.
Well, I mean, I always wanted to do something like that. It's just like have everybody, our family, to say happy birthday to her and pretty much just show her how much we appreciate her. So that's why I love doing it. I mean, I wish I could get everybody from Atlanta that goes to the club that knows my aunt on video, but maybe we could do something next year for that. I mean, but that was something I always wanted to do for. And I'm glad I had an opportunity to do something like that, put something together, and show her that how much I appreciate it and how much our family appreciate it.
I think we should pay tribute to people while they are here alive on this planet. I'm going to do something really special here. I'm going to ask people to state their name, who they are, and where they're calling from. And just wishing, you know, Angela's birthday, Miss Blue's birthday is today as well. Did you say she was 6 feet?
No, her voice carries like she's 6 feet.
Okay, because I know when she holler at me, I'd be like, ooh, where is that coming from? You gotta look to the sky. I'd be like, ooh. my favorite thing is when she tell you, get out my office. that's my favorite thing, get out my office, because she don't want to hear. But I do love her, and I want to thank a few people for all their support. Your mom has been instrumental in putting this show together. I want to thank her. I don't know if she's online or not, but I'm going to bring everybody into the call. I'm going to ask everybody, if you have background noise, please mute your phone. So we got a caller from 404-316. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Levine. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Caller from 404-574. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Crystal. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I want to tell Mama Angie happy birthday, and I appreciate everything that she do and have done for me, and I'm just happy to be a part of her life and Mama May life. They're the best two people.
And Crystal, you have firsthand experience in working with, as y'all call them, Mama May and Mama Angela. They're very, I don't know what the word you want to say. They're very strong taskmasters. They require a lot. But I'm going to tell you what Angela told me one time. She says, there's nothing that I won't tell or ask anybody to do. The word tell is more than the ask. But that I won't do myself. I have never seen anybody who is so diligent in being innovative and bringing, you know, leadership to women and empowering women and giving them opportunities in the entertainment field than these two women. They are very creative, and they have opened up the doors for so many people for over 10 years in Metro Atlanta. You guys also are working on the salon with Mama May herself. But I know that's got to be an interesting, being a diva all the time, Crystal, because every time I see you, you ain't never messy. You know, make a diva. I don't think I've ever seen her with her hair out of place, except for this one time. No, it happened. I was delusional one day, and I took a bottle of water and poured it on her hair for a whole year. I had to watch my back. But tell everybody a little bit about the salon that you guys are at.
Well, it's located on 5471 Memorial Drive, Suite A, just Stone Mountain, Georgia. What we do is you come in, you get dolled up. We have wonderful, like, talented people there. We got people that do short hair. We also have a makeup artist by Cranberry Sauce on Instagram if you want to see her. We have Passion that does your locks. And May also, she does her work. You know, she have her own little corner in there. She get over there, she be in her work mode. Don't bother her. She'll sew you up. She'll doll you up and everything. And we have a nail tech also. So I'm there, the receptionist, and I'm just there to make sure everything is ran right and make sure Mama May is happy because she deserves it.
Now, I know you guys remember we were on 1480, and you all gave a wonderful Christmas giveaway to Mrs. Robbins. That's her name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she was, I think when she was 72 years old, she was a part of our 1480 AM radio, gospel radio giveaway. And I, when I asked for the Dollar House to be a sponsor as a giveaway, it was just so easy for her to say, just give her my card, and whoever wins, just come on. And you guys were so loving to her. She talks about you all the time, and just giving her that lift up, it just lifted up her spirit completely. She was a wonderful person. I think you were one that took her back to the train station. You guys gave her, we gave her firsthand service.
Yes, we did. I surely did. I had a wonderful time with her. She loved her hair. She also was coming back 2 weeks, but she was sick. So, you know, we called her and checked on her and made sure she was all right. So we just like to, you know, break you in and just want you to feel comfortable and enjoy yourself.
I believe that that's a wonderful thing that you do with just, you know, just helping everyone from elderly people, you know, especially with May. You not look at her, think that she's friendly, but she has a beautiful, beautiful heart. I know when I first met, I was scared of her. I'm still scared of her. So, hey, what can I say? I got a couple callers in from 513. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Crystal, and I am calling from Cincinnati,
Okay, thank you for calling in. And you're wishing your aunt a happy birthday?
Yes.
Okay, say your name one more time, more clear.
Christopher and Anaya.
Okay. Okay, then. Thank you, baby. All right, we got another caller in from 513-545. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Yvonne, and I was calling. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I am her niece. And I was calling to wish my auntie a happy birthday.
This is Divine Wooten from Springdale, from Cincinnati, and I'm wishing my auntie a happy birthday.
All right, you guys. Thank you all for calling in. So what we're going to do is we got another caller in from 404-574. State your name and where you're calling from. All right, we got another caller in from 444-444. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Paula, Angie's sister. I'm calling to say happy birthday, big sis. I love you dearly, and I want everyone to know my sister is the aunt of five of my children. I have five kids, so she has five nieces and nephews and 13 great nieces and nephews, but they are all her children. All of them are her babies because she has taken the oldest one, which is Levon, which is my son. She took him from the hospital from day one, dressed him up in a red suit and brought him home from the hospital, and he's been her baby ever since. So, and all of them love May. They are all her babies also. All my grandkids, her great nieces and nephews, they are all of their babies. They are so wonderful. May and Auntie, happy birthday. I love y'all.
And let's talk about the leadership that your sister possesses. She is the oldest, right?
Yes, she is.
And so she's almost like the mama of the house too as well. But the short.
Well, yeah. Our mother died very young. Yeah, Auntie, mm-hmm. It's only been me and Auntie, and our mother died at the age of 39. And ever since then, and one thing our mother always told us, you only have each other, you know, so you make sure you take care of one another. And we had a very, very wise mother. And my sister was the type that she would go out there and make that money and to take care of the household, because we took care of our mother at home and she had cancer. And I was the homely type, you know, cooked, clean, did all that. But my sister went out and worked and made sure bills were paid. So she's always had a business mind, always. And she's always been a giving person. She's so giving. It's amazing. It's amazing. Her and May, they both are just giving people. And I love them both.
All right. I got a couple callers that are actually in on the internet. I guess they Skyped in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a couple of you all who are listening in just to sound off. But I'm going to ask you one question. Now, you and I both know that your sister has opened up doors for people that would never, ever, ever be in a position to be in gainful employment. I'll just say that like that. She gets that from somewhere. Where does she get that from? Her spirit is so beautiful and so warm. Where does she get that from?
Well, she got it from my mother. My mother she's a very wonderful person. She taught us from day one on how to take care of each other, not only each other, but look out for family. Family is very important, and my sister stresses that in the club. At phase one, she let people know family is important, and she also let them know, make sure you have some insurance in life. That's one of her main things that she speak about, to make sure you have some insurance so that you can be buried, because my sister has buried a lot of our relatives because they have died without insurance. But that her spirit comes from my mother. Our mother was a very wise woman, Miss Janet Ballou. Very wise.
and Angela was in the newspaper when she was 3 years old, right? Was it three or she? You tell me about a story that they saw her. She was in the newspaper very early.
Karina, she was 3 years old, and we had a big, well, my mother and them had a great big, I wasn't born, but they had a big film reunion, and the photographer was taking pictures of the film reunion, and he thought she was just so pretty, and he put her camera around her neck and took her picture and put it in the newspaper. I would have to bring that picture in so everybody can see how pretty my sister was. But she's still gorgeous, but she's a fat little pretty baby girl.
I really appreciate these stories. I got several people that are listening in. I want to thank everybody who is listening in. I want to thank your son, Levi, for bringing in some of these instrumentals. And I'm gonna do something really special. It was something that he put together. And if you guys just sit back and listen to this tribute that he put together for his aunt, it's going to take a few minutes. So just sit back. Nobody go away for about 6 minutes. Just take a listen to this.
Oh, yo. This is for you, Auntie. I mean, I've been working on this for a while. Been busy. Right now, I'm up here in the studio, Kiss 107. I love you. Sit back. Enjoy this little mini movie I did. And I hope I see some tears. Some tears of joy, because you're going to love it. I love doing it. I love making it. I love putting it together. So, enjoy. Love you. Happy birthday. Gotta get back to work. This is for you, Auntie.
Happy birthday.
I love you.
I love you.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Auntie. I love you just
as
you say happy birthday.
Hey, Auntie. Love you. Happy birthday. Hi, Auntie. Love you. Happy birthday.
Hey, Auntie. Happy birthday.
Hi, Auntie. Happy birthday. I love you.
All right, welcome back to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network, where I have my co-producer, Mr. Levon Ballou, with me, as well as his family members and friends and family from all over the country. We've got calls from Nashville, Columbus, Ohio. We have internet phone calls on. We got folks listening in on Skype. I'm going to try to bring in some folks that are calling from their computer. State your name and where you're calling from if you can connect with us. All right. So if we go back to come back into the show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in some other folks. Now, all this music that you guys are listening to, Angela's nephew mixed all this together for her for this special occasion. Let me just give you some history about why this is so important that we acknowledge people like Ms. Ballou and Mrs. Brady. There are people that we know that have come into our lives and we simply have not acknowledged their part. We wait till it's over and we never give them flowers. We never give them a hug or state that we love them or even show love. When you are in a place in this day and age in 2013 and you can see all the things that are taking place in our society, we ask everyone to do what you can. You know, I am just a friend of the family, and this is what I do, and this is my contribution in asking NCWCC and our board to acknowledge both Ms. Mae Brady and Angela Ballou for their contributions. And it is something that, as the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction, we know that we have seen a lot of women do so much, but never in a community in Metro Atlanta have you seen that type of impact that you can imagine that has changed lives for over a decade.
over a decade of giving, loving, and embracing individuals for who they are. Wherever they are in the lives of these two women, they have taken those individuals and have embraced them, and that is real love. My only hope is that as I continue to grow and learn and watch these two women take on some of the most horrific things that I've seen in life, stereotypes, all sorts of things. Now, you're talking about powerful women who are not just raising their families, but other people's families. You need to see the type of love that was given between Miss Brady and Miss Ballou over the last 10, 15 days. I say to you all, that is what real love is, stepping in and remembering individuals for who they are for right now. Don't wait till you are dead and gone. Wait for those folks that are dead and gone to just say, I love you. We want folks to be able to come back and say that they love these people so much, so dearly. I know how much I love them. So I just want to let you all know that this is a very strong, powerful opportunity for us.
The show is what? Is the show over? Did you just put a hang up on me? Okay, just practicing. Yeah.
Oh, yo, this is for you, Auntie. I mean, I've been working on this for a while. Been busy. Right now, I'm up here in the studio, Kiss 107. I love you. Sit back. Enjoy this little mini movie I did.
Welcome back to the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network. I'm your host, as well as my co-producer, Mr. Levon Ballou. And I want to just welcome everybody back to the show. Again, this is a special tribute and celebration of two women for the month of March. I want you all to take your time and listen to something that's very important to me. Anytime you meet a stranger and they open up their heart and their wallet, real seriously, and they believe in you and your dream without asking for anything in return, then those are the type of people that you want to embrace for the rest of your life. There's nothing I can do to explain to anybody what that means to me and what that should mean to a lot of other people, that if it wasn't for these two women, a lot of people would be in different places in this world right now in terms of working with women and men, but mostly women, empowering women, especially this young generation. This young generation that we're trying to understand more than anything, but they allow them to be who they are at all times, and Miss Brady and Miss Ballou, they go over and above the call of duty for these young people that's in the community. And I brought everybody into the show for right now. So anybody that wants to speak out right now, we got a few minutes left into the show. You can please bring on some of your memories of something very deep and fond that the one of these two women did for you all. So anybody can speak up now. Do we have any of the Ballous on still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What is one of your fondest memories of her investing into your life? Other than, well, you're different. She took you, wrapped you up in something red, and took you home, and you've been king of the hill ever since. But what are some of the memories that you remember?
Memories? I mean, it's a lot of memories. I mean, she used to, like, when we was little, she stayed in Jersey. And we always get excited when she comes through. Always get excited. Like, and every time she leaves, we, like, start crying when she start leaving and stuff like that. Wishing she stayed or come back quick. That's a lot. It's a lot of good memories we have. I mean, my aunt basically taught me how to tie a tie, taught me how to drive it.
You got children of your own as well. So, are they of age to drive yet, or is she gonna? I'm gonna tell you what I remember. She told me she had went home and she had all 12 of her. She's so proud when she comes back. She said she had all 12 of her nieces and nephews in her Navigator, and they just kept calling her auntie, 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 auntie. I think the baby said, she said, "Look, stop calling me auntie." And they was like, "Well, what are we supposed to call her?" And then somebody said, "Auntie, auntie, auntie," again. I guess the baby said, "That's not her name. Stop calling her auntie. That's not her name." They didn't know what to call her. But We got some other callers on. Anybody else that has any memories they want to talk about Angela in particular? Anybody for May as well?
Hello.
Okay, go ahead.
I can barely talk. My name is Laverne. I've known May and Angie for a while. Everybody probably know me from sitting at the end of the bar. I call May my sister. Everybody think we're like real sisters. Well, I do feel that way, that we are real sisters, because we've known each other for a long time. And Angie and May will give their last to anyone. When I say anyone, anyone, and I love them for that, I'm glad they came into my life. And if it wasn't for May sometimes, I don't know what I would have done without her. And I just want to wish May and Angie a happy birthday and let them know that I love them very dearly.
All right. I think I know who you are, too. You look just like her, right?
Yes.
Y'all need a family reunion check. Y'all need to go down to Florida and do a Big Mama check. Okay. We want to thank you for tuning in as well. We got anybody else that want to have something to say? Please speak up.
Actually, I was trying to get May and Angie on the line, and they was at the movies, so they can hear everything. So, you know, that's probably why they wasn't on there. And they've been. I know Crystal was trying to call her to let her know, and I text Kristen and told her they was in the movies. And actually, May just called me, and I put you guys on hold to let her know to call the number that I sent to her. So hopefully she's on, they're both online listening. I mean, both on the call listening. I'm not sure if she called or not, but I told her to call the number so they can hear exactly what's going on, because they have no clue.
Well, that's the good thing about doing that. I can honestly say that I want to thank everybody for helping me pull this one off, because you know I have never met two women who know everything about between Levi and Angie's sister. I felt like we were on Mission Impossible. We had to time this perfectly. But this is one thing about this show. It becomes a static footprint, so they can always listen to this. This is a part of our entire broadcast network. We're going to rebroadcast it on all seven of our networks. So in Chicago and out of Philly and out of Portland and several other places. So this is going to be all over the internet. This is going to be something that any one of you all can download and listen to, as long as the internet exists. This is something that we wanted to do, because this is the thing about having a memory that we're always fond of being able to have. You know, I can't begin to tell you some of the things that they have done for me, but I can tell you one thing. They have supported our youth program, the NCWCC Build a Youth program, and it don't matter what kind of crazy idea I got coming up. I think we were working with the WNBA, and I needed some real money for the tickets. And, of course, Angela being who she was and May being who they are, they were like, well, you know, she got something always crazy going on, but go ahead and give her the money. You know, they've always been supportive of young people in the community, and that is so important that people understand that that's happening. And one of the things I want to announce that I'm very proud of that they have done, we are now partners. The Ballou Foundation is a part of the Georgia Perimeter College Scholarship Program. So there's a Ballou Foundation Phase 1 scholarship that's available for the spring and winter that Angela and May are giving back to folks at the George Perimeter College and at the Clarkston campus. So that scholarship will be available. You can go and look at that opportunity. They'll be posting that on the GPC website. So we're very proud of that and them giving back to the community. I think that is very commemorative to give back to young people and folks who are aiming for college. And so I want to thank everybody for just understanding that these two women, being women of color and being innovative, all the things that they do, I mean, it's just a lot. For those who know them, you know who they are. They are very humble. You know, one of the things I'm going to say is I always tell May or Angie, I said, don't let me kidnap either one of you on, because I know I can get $500,000 each. They walk around the parking lot like, okay. I'm like, somebody's going to kidnap me. And people don't understand. These women are not 6 feet tall. These women are 4 foot and some inches. But they are giants in the community, and they're very they're leaders, and they have so many other people. I want to thank everybody again. Do we have anybody else that want to say anything about these two women? We got a lot of callers, so go ahead, speak up, you all.
Hey, Corinne, I got my wife and kids. They want to say something real quick.
Hello? Okay, go ahead.
Yes?
Happy birthday, Auntie.
Yeah,
that'll
be loud as that.
Happy birthday, Auntie. And we love you. Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, this is Gianna. I was just calling to say happy birthday, Auntie and Miss May. I love you.
Hello, Gianna.
Okay, yes. Guys, I recognize both these numbers, so I'm going to bring these two people into the show. We have Mr. Lou and I believe Miss Brady on. You guys, welcome to your surprise commemoration show. Angela? Miss Lou?
Hey, this
is Angela. Hello? This is Angela.
Hey, Auntie. This is Chocolate. You remember me?
Hello?
Andy, this Chocolate.
Hey, Chocolate.
I just want to say, remember when you asked me to get you together with me?
I can't do nothing laugh. What's all doing this? I'm going to kill all of y'all. That's all I can say. Yeah, I remember.
And May kept saying, uh-uh, she too short. So, May, just go out with her. Go out with her one time. You're like her.
Yeah, I remember that.
Look at today.
I know, 14 years later, right?
14 years later, still together.
Yeah.
With the short lady.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah,
I just want to say
this is great. I'm sorry I missed it. I was in the movies. We was in the movies, but we will listen to it. We will go on the internet and check it out. And thank you for the birthday shout out. We love y'all all. And Kareem, I'm gonna kill you.
This is May. I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you guys. This is like amazing. Love you guys.
Love you too.
We love you too,
Stinky Winky.
I know you had to be in the middle somewhere, Crystal.
Happy birthday. With your ugly self.
Y'all crazy.
Happy birthday, Angela.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. This is Miss Freeman. Happy birthday. This is Laverne.
Thank you, Oliver.
Welcome,
know,
May.
Look, the April Fool was on y'all, right? Because we was in the movies. I said, okay, do an April Fool, baby.
Yeah. I know. I told them y'all was in the movies.
Yeah. Karima, you always up to something.
Yes, she
right,
is always
Pete.
Up to something. Calling me at the last moment.
Karima, I need you to take to the internet to go through to listen to the whole program.
I do.
I'll take this to you.
Say I love you.
I love you.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Auntie. I love you just when you say happy birthday.
Hey, Auntie. Love you. Happy birthday. Hi, Auntie. Love you. Happy birthday.
Hey, Auntie. Happy birthday.
Hi, Auntie. Happy birthday. I love you.
Happy birthday, Auntie.
All right, Auntie, you know I've always been head over heels for you. So I'm taking this opportunity as my friend to say happy birthday. The best of everything for this new year as you embark upon it. And I wish I had Robert Owens' phone so I could be singing it for you. I'll be your friend. I love you, Angie. Happy birthday from me and my entire family. Happy birthday.
Hello. Happy birthday. Here's a hug from Ohio.
Happy birthday, Auntie. Have fun at your party. Love you.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday, Angie, and many more. I love you, Angela.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you.
Mario Coleman, the CEO of NCWCC. Join us along with WYZE-AM 1480, The Purpose Radio Show, and Mothers in Charge in our national movement to stop the violence. We are losing whole generations of black men ages 14 through 28. So men, come partner with us to save our sons. NCWCC is a national community partner. We change lives. And on a personal note, ain't no joke out there on them streets, man. Y'all know that. So let's get together and save our sons. Peace.
Hello. My name is Mario Coleman, and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.
All right. This is the end of the NCWCC Digital Online Broadcast Network radio special tribute to two extraordinary women, Ms. Angela Ballou and Mae Brady. I am your host as well as the co-host and producer for our show, Mr. Levon Ballou. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this special tribute, and you guys have a great, great week. Thank you.